Today's daf is Sukkah daf Memches, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of daf Memches Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshaba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch Bened ben Devora Hinda, Yitzchak Meir ben Miral, and Yehuda Lei ben Basha. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Yisrael ben Yibadu L'chaim Toivim, Rabbi Yosef Meir, and Le'ilu Nishmas Shloima ben Reb Avram Isaac. So today's daf is a little bit less intense and a little bit less emotionally charged than yesterday's daf was. Today's daf is a rather lighter daf. It begins discussing more halachos related to Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, says the Mishnah. Hahalel v'hasimcha shmoin. So the Mishnah, at the very beginning of the fourth parak, gave a heading for what was to come. Lulav v'arava shisha v'shiva. Hahalel v'hasimcha shmoin. Sukkah v'nisu chamayim shiva. Hachalil chamisha v'shisha. So we've discussed at length the idea of lulav arava shisha v'shiva. Sometimes the lulav was taken 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes only six. Sometimes there was a mitzvah of arava for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes only six. We're now up to the second part, and that is hahalel v'hasimcha shmoina. So for 8 days on Sukkos, hallel was recited, and for 8 days on Sukkos, there was a mitzvah to be besimcha. Now Sukkos is only 7 days. B'sukkos teishvu shivas yomim, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. Obviously, the 8th day is Shmini Atzeres, and what the Mishnah is saying is that number one, there's a mitzvah of hallel and simcha every day of Sukkos. Number two, Shmini Atzeres, even though it's regal b'fnei atzmai, but there's also a mitzvah of halal. There's also a mitzvah of simcha. So if you do the math, the 7 days of Sukkos plus the 1 day of Shmini Atzeres, what's going to come out is ha-halal v'asimcha shmoina, says the Mishnah Ketzad. What does this mean? Melamed. It's coming to teach us. Shechayev adam ha-halal u'besimcha. A person is obligated in halal and simcha. That's what the Mishnah says. U'bekovoid. And in kovoid, yom tifa achrin shalchai kishar ko yomoy sachar. Not only on the 7 days of Sukkos is there a chi of halal, simcha, and kavod, but rather these three mitzvahs are going to relate to shar kol yomoy sachag as well, meaning it's going to relate to Shmini Atzeres as well. Says the Gemara Minan Emili, how do you know that? And Rashi explains that the question of Minan Emili is that if you look in the psukim in the Torah that mention the mitzvah of simcha and Sukkos, it seems to relate the mitzvah dafka to the 7 days of Sukkos. It's not mashma anywhere in the Torah that there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shmini Atzeres. Now the Torah talks about Shmini Atzeres. It says, "Bayoyim Shmini Atzeres tiolochem kol melech savoyd lo yisasu." But it doesn't say anything about simcha. So the Gemara's question is, how do you know there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara says it's a braisa, a classic braisa, the Tanu Rabbanon, v'hayisa ach sameach. And we learn from the words, v'hayisa ach sameach, l'rabo yislele yomtiv ha'achrin, that not only is there an obligation to be besimcha on the 7 days of Sukkos, but even the night, the eve of Shmini Atzeres, which is Yom Tov Ha'achroin, even then there's an obligation to be besimcha. Says the Gemara, is that what v'hayisa ach sameach is coming to include? Oy einoy, maybe what it's coming to be marba is yontif harishoin. Maybe it's coming to include the first night of Sukkos. Meaning, it seems from the Gemara that there would have been a havamina that there should be no mitzvah to be besimcha on the first night of Sukkos. And therefore, says the Gemara, maybe what the pasuk for Yisa Ach Sameach is coming to be marba is the first night of Sukkos. It's kishu oimer ach cholak. It says the word ach, and ach seems to suggest that you can't be marba everything. So you have a choice. Either you could be marba yontif ha'achrin shalchag, or you could be marba yontif ha'rishin shalchag. And misvara, the Gemara says, it makes more sense to be marba yontif ha'achrin than it does yontif. Says the Gemara, "My Ross, Rabbi's Leila Yontif Achrin, Lahoitzi Leila Yontif Arishon." If you have a pasuk that seems to suggest ribui, v'hayisa ach sameach, but the word ach also seems to suggest miyud, so how do you know that the pasuk is coming to be marba Leila Yontif Achrin and to be mamay Leila Yontif Arishon? Maybe it's just the opposite. So the Gemara says, "There's a svara marba ni Leila Yontif Achrin sheish simcha levana." What were you doing for the 7 days prior to Leil Shmini Atzeres? you were besimcha. So being that you were besimcha for the 7 days prior, it makes more sense that the Torah is telling you, be besimcha another night. As opposed to the first night of Sukkot, she'ein simcha lefanav, where there really is no mitzvah of simcha. So the Pasha Pshan in this Gemara has a little bit of akuli upshuri that have to be worked through. But the gist of the Gemara is that when it says in the Torah, v'hayiso ach sameach, this pasuk is l'rabbis, that there's a mitzvah of simcha not only on the 7 days of Sukkot, but there's a mitzvah of simcha b'leil yom tev ha'achrin shachag as well. And b'leil shmini atzeres, there's also a mitzvah to be b'simcha. It's yodua that the Vilna Gaon said that the word ach in Shas always is a word that suggests a miyot. Ach is always memay. In fact, we've mentioned many times, there's a braisa that mentions the shloshim ushtayin midos, the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So everybody's familiar with Rabbi Yishmael Omer. But there's a more expanded version, and that is the 32 midos, not of Rabbi Yishmael, but of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The first of the 32 midos are, there are three words that mean riboy. Es, gam, and af. Es is l'rabbis, Shimon Amsuni, Rabbi Akiva, Gam is always l'rabbis, and the word af also means riboy. Mida beis of the 32 midos is these three words that always mean miyot. Ach, rak, and min. But ach always means miyot. So the Vilna Gaon was bothered, v'hayisa ach sameach is l'rabbis. Where do you find that the word ach should mean a miyot? Now, Pasha, you could say, it's not the word ach, it's the posik, v'hayisa ach sameach, that's coming to be marba. But the Vilna Gaon said that the vart is that on Sukkot you have many mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of lulav, there's a mitzvah of sukkah, there's a mitzvah of nisach hamayim, and the Torah talks about all these different mitzvahs. Ulakachtem lechem v'yayim arishayim, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yamim, besukas heishvu shivas yamim, ki besukas heishavti es b'nei Yisrael, abivan zekum tshmini atzeres, as the Torah v'hayisa ach sameach. There's a mitzvah to only be besimcha. Ach, l'mayit, that you don't have all the other mitzvahs. You don't have the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, you don't have the mitzvah of Besukas Teshvu, you don't have the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim. So ach, sameach, means l'rabbi simcha. Ach is also a l'mayit, not l'mayit simcha, but l'mayit everything else. As if to say, the only thing there is to be besimcha, but as it relates to anything else, not. Now another thing that's mavur in this Gemara, is that there's a mitzvah of simcha, b'leil yomtiv ha'achroim, Shulchag, but there's no mitzvah of simcha b'leil yomtiv harishon shulchag. So the first night of yomtiv, there's no mitzvah of simcha. Two takeaways from this braisa. V'yisa ach sameach is l'rabbis leile yomtiv ha'achroin, but it's also l'ma'it leil yomtiv harishon. And it would certainly seem from this gemara that there's no mitzvah of simchas yomtiv, the first night yomtiv. Now this pasuk's talking about sukkis, but sukkis is lav dafka. Any svara there is to say that there's no mitzvah of simcha the first night of sukkis would be true for Pesach, it'd be true for Shavuos. So even though v'samachta b'chagecha v'yisach sameach, but at the same time, the first night of yomtiv, it would seem from the gemara, there's no mitzvah of simcha. But it's yidua that the Shagis Aryeh said that's only true on a biblical level. That's true midday raisa. However, midday rabbanon, it's pashit that there's a mitzvah of simcha even the first night of Yom Tov. And he had a raya. We spoke this out when we learned Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kufches. His raya was from a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim. It says that if someone drinks the dalet koises bevas achas, so instead of spacing out the four koises, you take four koises and you knock them down in one shot. Rav Amar Rav said, Yidei Yayin Yatza, Yidei Arba Koises Lo Yatza. You fulfilled your Chiyuv Yayin, but you did not fulfill your chiyuv of dalet koises. It says the Rashbam, what does it mean, Yidei Yayin Yatza? One line. Mishum Simchas Yontif. You fulfill your mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Like the Gemara says, in Pesachim Kuftes Amen Aleph, V'samachta b'chagecha b'ma misamchoy b'yayin. So when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the way one fulfilled his mitzvah of Simchas Yontif was by bringing a carbon shlomim. It was known as a shalmei simcha, because this shlomim was brought exclusively for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of simcha. So every day of Yontif, somebody would eat a kezias of a carbon, and that's the way he fulfilled his mitzvah of simcha. But now there's no Beis HaMikdash, and because there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we don't have the shlomim anymore. So how is one supposed to fulfill his mitzvah of simcha? So it's a Gemara, and the Gemara says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash ain't simcha ela b'yayin. The way you fulfill the mitzvah is with yayin. So that's what Rav said. If somebody would drink the dal koisis, he would not be yoitzes mitzvah dal koises, because dal koises has to be drank ala seder. But at the same time, in terms of yidei yayin, mitzvah simchas yontif, you'd be yoitzes. Freak to Shagas Aryeh, who's talking about simchas yontif? When do you drink the dal koises? At the Seder. The Seder is the first night of Pesach. The Gemara says throughout Shas, the Yisna Ach Samech, le Rabbi Yisle le Yomtif HaAchroin, u le Hoitzi, le Yomtif HaRishoin. So there is no mitzvah, l'chura, of Simcha, the first night of Yomtif. So if there's no mitzvah of Simcha, you don't have to drink wine. So what did Rab mean when he said Yidei Yayin Yotza? So the Shagas Aryeh said, it's Muchach, that even though it's true Midai Raisa, there's no Chiyuv, but midrabanan must be there is a chiyuv. And then the Shagas Aryeh went in to ask a very famous kasha. This is Ray that we spoke about. Could be we spoke it out in Daf Kuf Tes, not in Daf Kuf Ches. But either way, zokt the Mishnah vayta sukkah shivo ketzad. The Mishnah again, the beginning of the parak, then went on from discussing lulav and arava, halu and simcha, to the mitzvah of sukkah and nisuch hamayim. So you sit in a sukkah for 7 days. That's easy. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah Shiva Ketzad, little bit halachis as it relates to Sukkah Shiva, Gamam Milechel, when someone finishes eating on the last day of Sukkah, it's Eshana Rabbah. Lo Yateh Sukkah, don't take your Sukkah down. So you finish your Sudan Eshana Rabbah, you want to take down your Sukkah, not so fast. Why not? So Rashi says, very simple, because you still may need your sukkah. What if you're going to want to eat a little bit later in the day? What if you're going to want to learn? What if you're going to want to anything that a person does on sukkahs, he's supposed to do in the sukkahs. Even though you finished eating, doesn't mean you don't need your sukkah anymore. So, says the Mishnah, even though you finished eating, layate asukasi, poshit, practical advice. But then the Mishnah says, avomayr des hakelim min amincho lamayla. However, there is something you should do, and that is you should take the kelim from your sukkah, you should bring them into your house, and you should do it min amincho lamayla, which pasha means mincha kitana, closer to yontif. And the reason you should do that is mitnei kovid yontif ha'achrin shalchag, because Shmini Atzeres is coming, and on Shmini Atzeres, you're not going to sit in a sukkah, for sure in Eretz Yisrael, and because you're not going to sit in a sukkah, so you want to start preparing for yontif. Now, the whole yontif, all your nice, fancy kelim were in the sukkah. That's the Gemara that we learned in Lulav HaGazal, that when we talk about making your sukkah into your diras kva, it doesn't just mean eating there and sleeping there and drinking there, it also means moving your kelim there. But now you have to prepare for another yontif. You have to prepare for Shmini Atzeres. As a result, you take the kelim out of the sukkah and you bring them into your house. So this is a halacha, that you're supposed to remove your kelim and amincho lamayla from the sukkah into your house, because you have an obligation to prepare for Yontif HaAchron Shalchag. Mipnei Kovid Yontif HaAchron Shalchag. The previous Mishnah said, Chayev Adam Bahalal Ubesimcha Ubekovid Yontif HaAchron Shalchag. You have to be Mechabed Yontif HaAchron Shalchag. So as part of you preparing and being Mechabed Shmini Atzeres, you take your Kelim, Menamincha Lamayla, and you bring them into your house. Says the Gemara, Ein Loi Kelim, what if somebody doesn't have kelim to take from his sukkah into his house? What should we do? So first, before we understand the Gemara's question, the Gemara interrupts and says, "Ain't like kelim. He doesn't have kelim. Eliki yishnamish b'may yishnamish. What did he do the whole sukkahs? All of a sudden, now at Shmini Atzeres, he realized he doesn't have kelim. So Gemara says, "No. Eli ain't like makam lahirid kelim ma. What if a person had a sukkah, but later he doesn't have a house, so he doesn't have where to bring kelim? So what should he do? Now Rashi says that what the Gemara means to ask is, if this person doesn't have a house, then where's he going to eat Shmini Atzeres? Presumably he's going to eat in his sukkah. That's a problem, because you're running into a Baal Tosif issue. And even though Baal Tosif Shmini Atzeres is a little bit complicated, but this is another Gemara where the Gemara means Baal Tosif, and you see there is a concept of a Baal Tosif when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. So the question is, this person doesn't have a house to take his kelim to, so what, he's going to be in his sukkah for an eighth day? He's not doing anything to show that the eighth day is different than the previous 7 days. There's a Baal Tosif issue happening over here in real time. He has to do something to stop it. So what exactly should he do? So the Gemara has two suggestions. Rav Chiya bar Rava Amar, Poiches ba'arba. What he should do is, he should make the schach puzzle. So you want the sukkah to be standing, you want to sit in the sukkah, make the schach puzzle. Make a gap of four tvachim. All the Rishonim say, you don't need four tvachim, you only need three tvachim. That's what we learned in the first perek. Four tvachim of schach puzzle, but three tvachim of aver. But either way, Poiches ba'arba, make a hole of four tvachim. And if you can make a hole of four tvachim, like this, the schach will be puzzle. Like this, it's going to be fine. Rav Shulban Levi Amar, Rav Shulban Levi had a different idea. He said, Madlik ba'as aner. What you should do is, you should light a ner. And this is based on a Gemara Le'il, Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph, where the Gemara said that if you live in a, if you're spending sukkahs in a sukkah ktana, you shouldn't light a ner in the sukkah ktana. So light the ner, something you're not really supposed to do in a sukkah. It's like this. You're going to show that there's no Baal Tois. So we had two different suggestions. So which one? Are they arguing? The Gemara said, they're really not arguing. Halon v'halu. One was talking to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and the other one was talking to the Bnei Chutz Lars. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So because the Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, they can make the sukkah basel. So be poichas barba. But if you're living in Chutz Lars, you can't be poichach barba, because you need your sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Mesav yasvinon. So you still need your sukkah. Because you still need your sukkah, so it's not an idea to make the sukkah possible. What are you going to do on Shmini Atzeres? You have to sit in your sukkah. So therefore, what you should do is do something to make a hecker so that there won't be a Baal Tosef component, but at the same time, not something that's going to disqualify the sukkah. Madlik Ba'as Haner is a hecker because you're not supposed to do it, but at the same time, it doesn't make the sukkah possible. The person says, Hatein, a sukkah ketana, sukkah gedoyla ma'yikla me'emer. Madlik Ba'as Haner, that's a good idea if you have a sukkah ketana. Sukkah Gedoyla, that same Gemara earlier in Daf Chavtesam and Aleph said you're allowed to light a ner in a sukkah gedoyla. So that doesn't show that there's no Baal Tosef over here. So what should you do if you're living in a sukkah gedoyla? So the Gemara says the ma'ayel b'mani mechla. What you should do is you should bring dirty kelim. This is a little counterintuitive into the sukkah. Amar Rava. Rava said mani mechla bar mi metal alta. That if you have kelim that became dirty because you ate from them, so you're supposed to keep them outside the sukkah. It's not bakovedik for them to be in the sukkah. Mani mishtaya bimital alta. But if you have dirty glasses that you drink from, that you're allowed to keep in the sukkah. So you want to make a hecker to show that this is not mitzvah sukkah anymore. So what you do is put something that you ordinarily wouldn't keep in a sukkah, and by putting something you ordinarily wouldn't keep in a sukkah, like this, you're going to have your hecker. So before we go weiter, just returning to the previous Mishnah for 1 second. The Mishnah said, Hahalol v'hasimcha shmoyna. There's a mitzvah to say halal all 7 days of sukkahs plus Shmini Atzeres. Additionally, simcha shmoyna. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha all 7 days of sukkahs, and there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Shmini Atzeres. I saw Reb Dovin Mandelbaum in his Daf al Daf say, so he brings that Reb Yashiv set a psak that on Sukkot and on Pesach, every single day of Yontif, even on Chol Hamoed, a person has to drink wine. And he said it's a Pashta Cheshb. He says, because the Gemara says, in Mesachtes Pesachim, Dav Kuf Tes Amin Aleph, that Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, Ein Simcha Ela Bebas HaShlabim. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Ein Simcha Ela Beyayim. So said Rebbe Yashiv, the Mishnah says, a halal v'asimcha shmoyna. We just learned the Mishnah. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha shmoyna every single day of Yontif. Shmoyna means l'rabbis even chol hamoed. Not just Leil Yontif v'achrin shel chag, but the 7 days of Sukkot as well. That means all 7 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. Ein simcha elo b'yayin, which means that you would have to have wine. So Rebbe Yashiv paskin, that a person has to drink wine every single day of Yontif, even Chol Hamoed, to be mekayim this mitzvah of Ahalul v'asimcha shmoyna, the mitzvah of v'samachta v'chagecha, which is mefurish, is not only on Yontif, but it's true on Chol Hamoed as well. So he brings that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Yashiv Zaydin, wrote a letter to Ishver. So this is the letter. Quotations. Shamati b'shem mori v'chomish lipa. Sh'yesh chiyav lishtais revias yayim b'chol hamoed kol yoyim. That there's a chiyav to drink wine every single day on chol hamoed. V'kashali, I have a question. Erev in daf mem amed ve'ez mevor. Debimei chol hamoed, ein l'roi v'anoshem yayim. Most people don't have wine on chol hamoed. K'mech akosav rashi shom dibra maskel m'kamokat. V'chein, b'sukka daf mem zayin amed ve'ez. In yesterday's daf. K'mech akosav rashi shom dibra maskel m'kamokat. I have a raya from a Rashi in Erev and Daf Mem Amadez, and a Rashi in Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin Amadez, that people did not have wine, Chol Hamoed. It's for Ritzoini Leida. So, Reb Chaim, the God Ladar Shlita, wrote to his shver, he said, "Ritzoni leida mori v'chami in be'emes hoyre came mori v'chami shlit." Is this true that you issued this psak? Now, what are these two Rashi's that Reb Chaim is referring to? Again, this was yesterday's daf. The Gemara over there was discussing that if a person didn't make a shechayonu on the first day of Sukkot, so you can make a shechayonu the entire Sukkot. You can even make a shechayonu on Chol HaMoed. Of course, you only make the Shechayonu once. Ideally, you make it the first day. But if you didn't make it the first day, then you have the whole Chol HaMoed to be able to make your Shechayonu. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, you're going to make a Shechayonu, the whole Chol HaMoed. How's that possible? You don't have wine. Maybe this right to Rav Nachman. That you don't need a kois in order to make shechayon. Does a person have a kois kol yoyma? Who has a kois kol yoyma? And Rashi says clearly. Listen to Rashi's lashon. Nobody has wine on chol hamoed, or some people do, and everybody does. So how are you going to make the shechayon on chol hamoed? Again, the Gemara was discussing making the Shechayonu during Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara had a problem with it. The Gemara's instinctive reaction was, what happened to wine? You need wine to make. Oh, this is a right, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman knows you don't need wine. Now, who said you don't have wine? Because the ain yayin matzui l'chol adam b'chol shamoy. So Rav Chaim Kanyev, yes. Rav Yashiv, he says, if you're going to tell me how about simcha shmoina, and hey, Mekayim, simcha, ain't simcha el b'yayin. So of course you have wine. Everybody has wine. Because you need it to be Mekayim your mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. A bomb kasha from a Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, and a Gemara in yesterday's Daf, a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin Amabes. So Rabbi Yashiv wrote back to Rabbi Chaim. He said, I hear the dick. He said, but the Gemara that was discussing making the Shechayonu during Chol HaMoed was being Mefarish Abraisa. The Braisa mentioned the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the Purim, the Elam, and the Kfasim, all the different karbanas that were brought on Sukkot, were they ma'ak of each other, or were they not ma'ak of each other? And in the context of that machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda said that Shmini Atzeres is different than the 7 days of Sukkot, and he said they're different in several ways. Number one, karban. Number two, shir. Number three, bracha. And number four, lina. The karbanis of Sukkot are different than the karban that was brought on Shmini Atzeres. The shira that the Levim used to sing on Sukkot was different than the shira that they used to sing on Shmini Atzeres. The bracha, which the Gemara understood means shechayanu, was different as well. You make a shechayanu on Shmini Atzeres. And lina, there was a mitzvah of lina, ufanisa baboiker, with the halachta lo yolecha on Sukkot, and you had the same exact mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres. But said Rabbi Yashiv, three of the four things that were mentioned in this braisa were things that were only noig bezban she beis hamikdash ayakayim. Balacha churban beis hamikdash, once there's no beis hamikdash anymore, there's no karban, there's no shira, and there's no lina. Bal Karchach, he said, this braisa was discussing Bizban Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. Bizban Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, people didn't have to have wine on Chol HaMoed. Because Bizban Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim ain't Simcha Ela Bebasa Shlomen. So he said, it's true today, Ahalavah Simcha Shmoina means B'yayin. Aye, the Gemara says that there was no wine on Chol HaMoed. That was Bizban Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. And look at the context with being a Farish of Bryce that it talks about the carbon and the Shira, and it talks about Lina. These are all things that were only Noyeg, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. And Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim and Achinami, they didn't have to have wine. Then it was Ve'en Yayim Matzu, L'chol Adam, M'chol HaShamayim. And therefore, the Gemara had a problem with the Shechayanu. What happened to the wine? Oh, maybe there's a right. Rav Nachman, you don't need wine for Shechayanu. Oh, but Rabbi Yashin said that if this was taking place, Bizman HaZeh, every Yid would have wine because he has a Chiv to have wine. Because the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, which according to some Rishayin of Bizman HaZeh, is even Dairaisa. So of course you would have to have wine. So Rabbi Yashin said, I know these two Rashis, oh, but does Hotnish with my Psach, that was Bizman Shemesh HaMikdash HaYakayim. The Mais Rabbi Chaim wrote back to Rabbi Yashiv, he said it's not mashma that way. Because even though it's true, Rabbi Yehuda's Braisa was discussing things that were also negeya Bizman Shemesh HaMikdash HaYakayim, but Zman is not something that's miyuchid to Bizman Shemesh HaMikdash HaYakayim, and it sounds like the Amiran, we're talking Beinenu, that it's not so shchiach for people to have wine. Al Koponim, this was the machloikis between Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Chaim Kanyevsky, whether a person has an obligation to drink wine every single day of Chol HaMoed. That's Rabbi Yashiv's psak. Rabbi Chaim held, no, and he had a raya from a Rashi in Erev and Daf Mem, and a raya from a Rashi in Masech Tesukah Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Incidentally, the Rambam, when he brings the halacha of Bizman HaZeh, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, he adds one word, a word that we're all familiar with, and that is Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin. And the truth is, the Rambam added that word by himself. It's not Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin, but rather it's Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. The Beis Yosef, in fact, is Matmiya, and he says he doesn't know where the Rambam got Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin from. And in fact, the Beis Yosef, L'shitasim, Mechaber, and Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this halacha, even though he almost always quotes the Lashon HaRambam, but over here he doesn't quote the Lashon HaRambam. Over here he simply says, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. And I heard from our in-house wine moicher, Reb Yontif Gross, who said that maybe the Pshat in the Rambam is not so much Yontif has a day when it comes to this. Not so much that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Simcha is bebasa. The mitzvah of Simcha is beyayin. But Yontif claims that the wine tastes differently when you drink the wine with a gittishtik flesh. So it's not so much ain't Simcha ela bebasar and ain't Simcha ela beyayin. Ain't Simcha ela beyayin. But the Rambam was saying was that if a person wants to fully appreciate the yayin, it's ain't Simcha ela bebasar beyayin. The basa facilitates the time of the yayin, and like this, you're able to feel the full effect of the yayin. If somebody wants to hear more about the Vardi, you can go to the Wine Valley, which is on 41st Street at 13th Avenue. But either way, Zokta Mishnah Vaitan. So the Mishnah said that the mitzvah of Sukkah was 7 days, and the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim was 7 days as well. So the Mishnah says, Nisach HaMayim Ketzah. What was the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim? So this is going to be one of the topics of now until the end of the Masech, that this was a special carbon that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkah. So we'll introduce this a little bit more properly, Mes Hashem, on a different day. But for now, so the Mishnah says, Tzleiches Shel Zav, there was a Tzleiches, a jug made of gold, Machzakeh Shloish Lugin, it was contained 3 Lugin, Hoyem Emali Menashi Loyach. They would fill it up from a spring in the Yerushalayim, that was known as the Shiloyach. So they would go there, and that's where they took the water from. They would bring the water to the Shar HaMayim. Now the Shar HaMayim was one of the gates that entered the Azara, and it was known as the Shar HaMayim. This is a Masechta Shkolim fame. Rashi quotes the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim that says that the reason it was called the Shar HaMayim was because of what's about to happen. That was the gate through which they brought the water that was going to be used for Nisach HaMayim. Tiku, v'hariyu, v'tiku. And there were kayhanim there, levim, that blew shofar, tkiya tru, tkiya, all about kevesh. The kayan who was going to do the Nisach HaMayim, so he walked up the ramp of the mezbech. Upana l'smoyle, he made an immediate left. Shnei sfalim shakasav hayusham. And there were two sfalim, pails of, they were silver. Rabbi Yehuda says shel sidhoi, they weren't silver, they were really made of lime, they just looked silver. And the reason they looked silver was, elo shoyim mushchar pneim epnei hayayin. Because wine used to be poured into these sfalim, the nisuch hayayin, so therefore they had a black look, which made them look a little silverly. Uminu kavim, they had holes in them, k'min shnei chaitmen. So each one of these two sfalim had one hole. The two holes together, two sfalim next to each other, gave off the appearance as if they were nostrils in a nose. Echad mu'uvah, one was a little bit thicker, v'echadak, and the other one was a little bit thinner, meaning one was a little larger, the other one was a little smaller. And the reason was, k'deshi yushneim kolma v'asachas. One of them was going to be used for the nisuch hamayim, the other one was going to be used for the nisuch hayayin, and because we wanted the mayim and the yayin to go down simultaneously, so it's for that reason the size of these two holes had will be a little bit different. The Gemara is going to explain this. Ma'arav Yishalmayim, the one was to the Ma'ariv, that was used for water. Mizrach Hashiyayim, the one was to the Mizrach, that was used for wine. Irish Shalmayim, L'toich Shalyayim, V'Shalyayim, L'toich Shalmayim, Yatzos. Again, one of these two Safalim were used for the Nisach HaMayim, the other one was used for the Nisach HaYayim. If by mistake you confuse the two, it's okay, you're still going to be Yotzah. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'loi koyim menasech kol shmoyim. Rabbi Yehuda says there used to be menasech one loig of mayim, and they did it all 8 days. Now Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakam of this Mishnah in 2 ways. Number one, the Mishnah began by saying Tzloiches shel zav machzekes shloish lugin. It was 3 lugin. Rabbi Yehuda said beloig echad. By the way, 3 lugin is what we know as a revius hahin. A hin is made up of yudbeis lugin, which means Shloisha Lugin is a quarter of Yud Beis Lugin, or a Revius Hahin. But the point is that Rabbi Yehuda's arguing, and he's saying it wasn't Shloisha Lugin, it was Lud Echad. Additionally, the Mishnah said Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. And Rabbi Yehuda added, he said, Kol Shmoina. Additionally, L'manaseh, the one that did the Nischamayim, Oimrim Loi, they would tell him, Hagbe Yotcha, lift your hand. And this next line is literally a play out of Masachis Yuma. Shapam Achas Nisach Ekad Agabi Raglam. Because once upon a time, there was a kohen that did the Nischamayim, and instead of pouring the water into this hole, he poured it instead on his feet. Uregamu kala amba esroigeim. The oilam wasn't happy, and they started pelting him with their esroigim. This person was a tzaduki. He didn't believe in the nisach hamayim, and the reason he didn't believe in the nisach hamayim, we're going to get to this, is because the nisach hamayim is not mentioned mefurish anywhere in the Torah. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. There's remazim in the Torah to it, but it's not mefurish in the Torah. So this tzaduki, who was one of the many tzadukim that had infiltrated the Avodah and the Kohuna Bisman Bayesheni. So when it came to the Nisach HaMayim, he didn't want to be Menasech HaMayim to make his point that he believed that he knows the truth. And the Oilam wasn't happy about it. And as a result, Urgamu Kola Amba Esra again. Says in the Mishnah, Kamaseo Bechol Kach Maseo B'Shabbos. The way the Nisach HaMayim was done during the week is the same way that it was done on Shabbos. It was done all 7 days. Clearly it was like a Shabbos. El Shoyim Mamalim Erev Shabbos. There was one difference. The difference was that when the Nisach HaMayim was brought on Shabbos, they would fill it up on Erev Shabbos, and they would fill up a Chavish Al Zav, they would fill it up with a Chavish Al Zav She'ena Mekudeshes, that didn't have any Kedusha. The Gemara is going to explain this, Menash Shilayich, it was also from the Shilayich, Manicha B'Lishko, and they would leave it in a Lishka, they would leave it in a chamber, Nishpacha, if the water spilled, Oy Neskalsa, or it became uncovered, it became Mayim Megulin, Hayim Memalim Menakir, so then they didn't go to the Shilayich, it's Shabbos. So what they would do is, they would take the water from the Kir, the reason is, Shamayim Va, Mayim, Ma'amagulim, Sulam Mizbech, if you have Mayim or Yayin that are Megulim that are uncovered, it's possible in Mizbeach, so therefore if something happened, they would end up taking the water from the Kir again. Everything's going to be explained in the Gemara. So we have a loaded Mishnah over here that talks about the Nisuch HaMayim. It also talks a little bit about the Nisuch HaYayin. Now, the Nisuch HaYayin was something that was done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Uminchasim v'niskeim kimedubar. So there were many, many karbonas that when they were brought, they had to be brought together with Yayin, the Tamid Shel Shachat, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. In addition to the Oila, that was the actual carbon, there was a Mincha component, and there was Yayin as well. Uminchasam v'niskeim kivaduber. They came together with the Tamid, they came together with the Musafin. In fact, when the Levim used to sing Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, the time that they sang Shira was b'shas the Nisuch HaYayin. And the reason is because Yayin brings lidei simcha, the ein adam shar shira el mitaych simcha. And that's why the shiras halavim happened at the time of the Nisuch HaYayin. So that was Nisuch HaYayin. That was every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Sukkot was special in that there was a special Nisuch that was brought, and that was the Nisuch HaMayin. It was water. Yayin is ein simcha el b'yayin. This is simply water. But at the same time, it's a very, very big deal. And they used to be mekayim this mitzvah, machloikis Rabbi Yudin the Chachamim, where they did it for 7 days of Sukkot and not Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yudin said, kol shmoina, they did not Shmini Atzeres as well. And again, this is the general topic over here we're discussing, this akrava of the Nisuch HaMayim. So the Mishnah said, let's just go through it again. Nisuch HaMayim, keitzad, tzoyche shalzav, machseke shloy shalugan, hoyim emal menash shiloich. They would take the water from the shiloich. How much water? Chamim said 3 lugin. Rabbi Yudah said only 1 lug. Then they would bring it into the Azar. They have to bring it up the Mizbeach, because you're going to have to now pour it on the Mizbeach. Now, how did they enter the Azara? So there was a shar that was dedicated for this. It was known as the shar. There were many sharim, many entranceways into the Azara. Like 7, 13, a whole bunch of different numbers. But the point is, there was one shar that was called Shar HaMayim, and it was called Shar HaMayim because this was the shar that was used to bring in the Nisuch HaMayim. And when they came in, it says, Taku v'hariu v'taku. They blew a tkiya, a trua, and a tkiya. So the Gemara says, Minani Mili. What's the makar to this? How do you know Tkiya true at Tkiya? Amrav Eina. So Rav Eina said, the Omar Kra, because the Pasik says, Usha'aftem Mayim Besasai. You see that it's supposed to be Besimcha. So the Tkiya, the true and the Tkiya, that's a way of making Simcha. We think of Tkiya true at Tkiya, of Milo Yechrat. We think of it as Ur Yeshenem Mishnaschem. But the truth is, is an idea of simcha. You're playing music. And therefore, that's an idea of simcha, says the Gemara. Hani Trei Mini, and this next Gemara is definitely interesting in terms of the Pashup Shan in the Gemara. Obviously, there's a lot of panimias here. So there were two minim. two apikorsim. Chad Shmei Sosin. One's name was Sosin. The Chad Shmei Simcha. Another one's name was Simcha. Amalei Sosin the Simcha. So Sosin told Simcha, I'm not a different minach. You know, I'm better than you. My name is Sosin. Your name is Simcha. We're both happy campers. But my name, Sosin, is more chashiv than your name, Simcha. How do I know that? Tichsev, he said it's a pasik. Sosin v'simcha yasigu. You see, Sosin comes first. Amalei Simcha v'sosin. Simcha told Sosin, I'm not a different minach. I'm better than you. Tichsev Simcha v'sosin la Yehudim. You see, Simcha comes first. Amalei Sosin v'simcha. So Sosin then told Simcha, and now they started getting a little feisty. He said, Chad yoy meshavkuch. One day, you're going to lose your shtel, whatever shtel you had, v'shavyuch parvanka, and they're going to turn you into a parvanka. So Rashi says, the parvanka, this is a word that you find sometimes in the Gemara, he was the shikingle. He was the person that used to run ahead of everybody to report back. See, you're fighting a war, you want to know if the enemy is coming. So there's one Sar Lazazel that he has to go in front of everybody else, and he's going to go see Vas Totzach, and he's going to come back, and he's going to report exactly what's happening. So this is going to be your one job, your job one day. Dechsev, keep a simcha, seitzeyu. You're going to be the one that's going to run ahead of everybody else. Amalei Simcha l'sasim, Simcha told sasim, Chad yoy meshavkoch. You know what's going to happen to you one day? One day you're going to lose your job, umolubach maya, and you're going to become a vasetreger. Dechsevu shaftemayim besasim, shaftemayim besasim. Clearly, that's why we're bringing this story. Amalei, who mina the shmei sasim, the Rabbavo. So there was a mina, again, whose name was sasim, maybe the same gentleman, who once told Rabbavo, asidusu de tamaluli mayim la'alma da'asid. You know, one day, La'alma da'asi, you talk about Mashiach, you talk about the end of days. You know what's going to happen in the end of days? I'm going to tell you. Let me give you a little glimpse into the end of days. You're going to be taking water, and you're going to be from the well, and you're going to be giving it to us. The pasuk says, U'shaftem mayim b'sasin. You're going to be shaftem mayim l'sasin. I'm a listener, I've all told him. I mean, Pasha Divretaych. Yeah, Biksiv Lisasain. Do you learn Chumash Rashi? Kidagamrit. Hasha Dixiv Bisasain. But it says Bisasain. So that doesn't say Lisasain, it says Bisasain. What does that mean? He says it means just the opposite. Mashkita Hu Gabri Mashvina Leguda. We're going to take you, we're going to kill you, we're going to skin you. And then from your skin, we're going to make a Guda, we're going to make a pail. Umalina Maya, and using you as the pail, to mean it's not Ushafta Mayan. List sasayin, for sasayin, but rather it's a shaftem mayim bis sasayin. We're going to take sasayin, and through sasayin, we're going to be shayiv mayim, above my pay grade. All about kevesh, upalav nesmaylai v'chulo. So they brought the mayim through the shar ha-mayim. They did it besimcha, shaftem mayim bis sasayin. Incidentally, Rashi holds, we know that on Sukkot, there was a mitzvah of simchas beis ha-sha'eva. There's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Why there was a mitzvah simchas beis hasheva? This is going to be the topic of the beginning of the next parak in 2 days. Rashi shita is because of this pasuk u'shaftem mayim b'sasin. So just like there was a tkiya true tkiya, they took it to the next level. They ramped it up and they said not just that, but there's going to be a simchas beis hasheva. The Rambam has a whole different understanding of why there was a simchas beis hasheva. But either way, talk about Riyu v'taku all about kevesh. So the kohen walked up the ramp and now he has to turn. And what did he do? Upana l'smaylai. He made a left turn. Now, this is a very big chiddush. Because throughout Kachim, whenever a Kayim makes a turn, on the Mizbeach, for sure, there was a rule of Kalpinoi Sha'ato Poino Loyal Yemin. And over here, he did something very out of character. He made a left turn. And the Gemara addresses this. Tan Rabbanu was a braisa. Kola Oilam the Mizbeach, Oilam Derech Yemin. Any person that went up the Mizbeach, he would go to the right side of the ramp, more towards the right, Umakif in the yard and Derech Smile. And he would make a bunch of rights. And when he came down from the left side. But there were three exceptions. Chutz, mina, oil, l'shloish, dvarm. Except for three things. Oil and derech smol. These would go up on the left side. V'chayzun ala akev. And they wouldn't circumvent the whole mizbeach coming from the left, but rather they would immediately come back down. V'eleh, what are these three things? Nisuch ha-mayim, v'nisuch ha-yayin, v'oil ha-sa'oif, k'sherabsab. The Nisuch HaMayim and the Nisuch HaYayin, they were done at that corner that a person gets to when he comes to the left side. So it was the corner of Dreimis Maravis of the Mizbeach. And because Dreimis Maravis is as soon as you go up and you make a left, that's where it is. So instead of making the Kayin go on the right side and go all the way around, so sometimes if you can make a left turn, you have a jug handle, you can save yourself a lot of time. So the Kayin was able to take a shortcut. He was able to walk up the ramp on the left side, make an immediate left, and take care of business, whatever he had to do. So being that that's where the Nisuch HaMayim was, and that's where the Nisuch HaYayin was, even though theoretically there's a rule of Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, but There's a rule of kopinah shatapaina, so we're able to bypass this rule, and therefore he's able to make a left. The third example was oilasa oif kisharopsa bemizrach. So this is already a whole different shmooze. Rashi gives us a little insight into what this is. Rashi says that the oilasa oif, the zrikas of the oilasa oif, the mitzui of the oilasa oif, if you want to be more accurate, was done on the corner of Duroimis Mizrachis. But Kisharofs, if there were too many, so then b'dieved you were able to do it in Maravis Duroimis. That's that first corner that you're going to get to if you make a left turn. That was another example of a situation where you were able to do that. But notice, even though you went up left, you were able to just make like a U-turn. You were able to go right back down. Usually when you go up to Mizbech, you have to make a kafas. So why over here to make a kafas? So Pash Pshat is because being that you're going and doing this the wrong way, so we don't want to be marba in this. So you can make a left, but just leave as quickly as possible. When you go the right way, so then you want to do it properly. You make all the turns. But being that you're doing this the wrong way, so we do it a little bit differently. The Mishnah said that, what did the Kohen do now? So he has this Tzloichesh Shalzav. It was Machzekesh, Shloishalugan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was only Machzek, one loig. And now he has to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So this is the way the Mitzvah happened. There were two Safalim of Kesef. There were two pails. They were made of silver. Another Rabbi Yehuda, Shalsidhaya. They weren't made of silver. Rather, they were made of lime. And the reason they were made of lime, or the reason they looked like they were silver, was because they had become black from all the wine. Now, the two safalim, one was used for the water, and one was used for the wine. Rabbi Yehuda says they were both made of sid. They both looked like they were silver because they both had developed a different color because of the wine. So they want to ask the obvious question. Bishlemi the yayin mashke. Bishlemi the safal that was used for the wine. It became black. So that's what Yehuda said. You want to know what really happened? They weren't silver. They looked like they were silver. They were really made of sid. The color changed because all the wine that flowed through it. Ela de maya. But the one that was used for mayim, amay mashke, why would that have turned black? So the Gemara says, because kibin amamar irishal mayim tech shayam shayam tech shayam yatsa. Being that b'dieved, if you would switch one with the other, you'd be yotsa. So asi lashkure. Sometimes there were mistakes that would happen. Sometimes the wine ended up going every single day. They used to bring nisachayayin. So sometimes accidentally it would end up in the safal that was used for mayim. And because sometimes it ended up in the safal that was used for mayim, so even though really you weren't supposed to use it for wine, but inevitably sometimes it happened, and that's why Reb Yehuda said that really it was sid. It just looked like it was black. Umenu kavim kimin shnei chaitmen. The Mishnah said that each one of these safalim had a hole. The two next to each other with the two holes gave off the appearance as if they were two nostrils. And then the Mishnah said that they were dakin. They were both small. However, echad mu'uvav echadak. One was a little bit wider than the other one. And the reason was kadesh shiyu shneim kolam avasachas, because we wanted that the mayim and the yayin, they were poured simultaneously, they should both go down at the same time. So the Gemara says, leimim asnisin hi, leimim asnis Rabbi Yehuda v'lei Rabban. First glance, we're seeing the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabban. Time we learned the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'loi kayim enasech kol shmoino, that they used to pour only one leg of mayim, meaning three lugin of wine, revia sahin, but only one lug of mayim. So it makes sense why you would want one thicker and one thinner, because you want them to go down at the same time, but you're pouring more than one of the other. So how do you work around that? You make one thicker, the other one thinner, like this. One hole is bigger. You could pour down more. It's going to go down a little bit quicker, but they're going to both end up happening at the same time. Because if it's going to Rabbanon, Ki Adadi Ninu, they both were three lugan. There were three lugan of mayim, three lugan of yayin. If one is thicker and the other one is thinner, and you pour them down at the same time, so one is going to get down quicker than the other. So if the objective over here is Kadesh Yushneim Kolm of Asachas, they should be the same. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's different amounts. So very good. One is bigger, one is smaller. It's like this, they'll go down at the same time. But according to the Chacham, they're the same amount. If one is thicker, one is thinner, it's counterproductive. They're going to end up not going down at the same time. So the Gemara says, Apash Teteret, Afilu Teimi Rabbanu, Chamra Samech, Mayu Kolish. The consistency of wine and water is very different. The wine is thicker, the water is thinner. As a result, you need a thicker or a larger hole for the wine than you do for the water, even though technically they were the same. So, Hachinami Mestarba, and the Gemara says, actually, Mestarba, that the Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Racha v'Katzer Islay. Because the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that the difference between these two holes was not just Echad Mu'uva v'Echad Dak, but it was Echad Racha v'Echad Katzer. Now, loosely translated, they both mean the same thing. But Mu'uva and Dak seem to be a more subtle difference. One is a little bigger than the other. Rachav and Katzer, That's a more dramatic, a wider difference. And Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that the difference, the gap between the two was why? The Tanya it's a price. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shnei kasvoy soyushan. That's just another way of saying two pails. Echot shal mayim, the echot shal yayin. Shal yayin pia rochiv. The one for the yayin was pia rochiv. It had a wider opening. Shal mayim pia kotzer. One for the mayim had a narrower. Kadei shiu shneim kolma vasachas. So that they should both go down the same time. Shema minas. You see clearly that the Tanya Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. We thought the Tanya Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Makes more sense. Bigger, smaller. Same amount, then Lechura, they're not going to end up going down the same time. The Gemara says, no, really, the Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. Hachinami Mestabri can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah said, Echad Muva ve'echad Dak, and Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that the gap was much wider. If that's the case, and it's the same amount, so why would one be bigger, one be smaller? Because one, the consistency is thicker, therefore needs a little bit more. Just one list, last Gemara, Tana Rabbat, Maisa Bitztuki Echad, there was a Maisna Bitztuki Echad. So the Mishnah said that when they used to pour the Nisach HaMayim, said they would tell the kohen that was doing it, Hagbe Yadcha, lift your hand. Shepam Achas, because once upon a time, Nisach Echad Agabi Raglov, there was a kohen, it was a tzeduki. He didn't believe in the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, so he poured the water on his feet. He didn't pour it where he was supposed to. Rugamu Kolam Esregeim, and the oilam pelted him with their Esregeim. So the Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates on this, as it always does. Maisa Bitztuki Echad, the story with Tzeduki, Shenisach Al Gabe Raglov, where he was Menasech Al Gabe Raglov. Virugamu Kolam Esregeim. That day, Nifkim Okeren Amazbech. They hit this person so hard, he was under such attack, that they ended up being poigim the corner of the Mizbeach. They literally ruined the Mizbeach. Ve'hiviyu bol shel melech, and they brought a fistful of salt, usasmu, and they were sisim it. They fixed it up. Eloi mipnei shehoch shel avoida. Not because doing that would have actually made the Mizbeach kasher l'avoida. Elo mipnei shel yir Mizbeach pogam. But rather, they did it so the Mizbeach shouldn't look pogam. Now, how do you know that if you're missing a corner of the Mizbeach, that makes the Mizbeach pasul, shekal Mizbeach she'ein lo? Because any Mizbeach that doesn't have like kevesh, not a ram, for like karen or a corner, for like yisoid or the foundation, for like ribua, or it's not a perfect square. Pasul lavoida, it's pasul lavoida. Reis Rabbi Yehuda said, afas soiviv, even if it's missing the soiviv, it's going to be pasul. But the point is that this mizbeach was rendered pasul. They fixed it up, and the reason they fixed it up was simply shloyir mizbeach pakim. But they weren't really fixing too much by making this mizbeach. The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma Daf Chav Vav Amid Bey says that the Nisach HaMayim was done at the time of the Tamid Shal Shachar. Now we see from the Gemara, from the Mishnah really, that the Nisach HaMayim coincided with the Nisach HaYayim. But the Nisach HaYayim was done in the morning and in the evening. The Nisach HaMayim was only done in the morning, and it was done b'shas to Tamid Shal Shachar. And how do you know that it was done b'shas to Tamid Shal Shachar? So the Gemara says, I know it from this Mishnah. Ula menaseich oimrem lehag beyotcha, shepamachas nisad echad al gabi raglov, urgamu kol ha'om, the Esrei Geyim. So you see from here that it was done when? During the Tamid Shal Shachar. What's Pashup Shat? So Rashi says in Masechtas Yuma, because you see the Olam had their Esrei Geyim. They were holding the Esrei. When do you have your Esrei? When you daven Shachris. You have it in the morning. You have to have it b'shas Hallel. You say Hallel in the morning. That's when you do the Nanuim. So you see that they had it at the time of the Nisach HaMayim. Must be it happened in the morning. Must be that when did this take place? We know it coincided with the Nisach HaYayin. It must have been the Nisach HaYayin of Shachris. It must have been together with the Tamid Shal Shachar. The Ritva on that Gemara, Masechtas Yuma Daf Chavam Amid Beis, so he brings the Im Taimar. He says he doesn't understand the Rai. The Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim. We learned the Mishnah that the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim was that they used to always have their Esrei. Wherever they used to go, Esrei Geyim B'Yodeim. They went to be Mevaka Chayla, they went to be Menachem Avo, they went to be Smedrish. It didn't matter where they went. They always had their Dalad Minim with them. So Freik Ritva, he doesn't understand Rashi's Raya. Rashi's saying that from the fact that they had their Esrei Geyim, that's a Raya that it was Shachas. Why? Because when else do you have your Esrei? When does he take his Esrei? When he daven Shachas. So it must be this coincided with this man of Shachas. Oh, Tamid Shal Shachas. This is Yerushalayim. The Mishnah was made about the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim. So l'chur, they always had their Esrei. So what's the Raya? So the Ritva brings b'shem the Bali Tosfos that the Bali Tosfos said that wasn't the Raya. The Raya is not from Esrei Geyim. The Raya is from Kol Ha'om. The Mishnah says, Urgamu Kol Ha'om be Esrei Geyim. Kol Ha'om, that was only in the morning. Kol Ha'om, there was a mitzvah to Yera Kol Schorcha, and that's when the Yidden used to convene every single morning on Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Raya is not from Esrei Geyim, it's from Kolam. Rashi said the Raya was from Esrei Geyim. The Bali Tosfos said it was, the Raya was from Ur Gamu Kolam. But either way, Ur Gamu Kolam be Esrei Geyim. Is the Raya from the Kolam, as I state in Tosfos, or is the Raya be Esrei Geyim? That's what Rashi says. And then the Ritva is just Messiahim with one Ara, and he says, doesn't it seem inappropriate to take an Esrig and to start throwing it? And they literally were Machriv the Mizbeach when they did this. I mean, this is a Chefza Shom Mitzvah. Why is this not okay? So the Ritva, Ayin Sham for the context, but he just says one line. The Kiman Shehikiru by Shehu Tzedaiki. When they realized that this person was a Tzedaiki, Zehu Kfoidoi Shal Esrig, Lekadish by Hashem Le'inyin Zeh. This is the covenant of the Esrig, to be Mekadish, Shem Shemayim with the Esrig. What else would you want to do with an Esrig? You want to be Mekadish, Shem Shemayim with the Esrig. This is a little reminiscent of the Chsam Sofer that we spoke at. Zehu Hoidoi Vadari. Our definition of covet and hoid and other, sometimes a little different than what Chazal's definition was. In our mind, you start pelting somebody with an esrig. I mean, all pictims are breaking all over the place. It doesn't feel like such a coveting gezach. Aber, zehu kvoidei shel esrig lekadosh by Hashem le'inyan kizeh. Just to end with one more short ha'ara, the theme of the daf, and that is that we had a whole gemara about simcha and sasin. So just something that's a little bit in yon of the yom. I once heard from Agoyin Reb Shmuel Yankif, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. He said that we say in Yomim Neiram, we're about to say it many, 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 many times, Simcha La'artzecha, V'sosoin Le'irecha, Tzmichas Keren L'David Abdecha, V'arichas Ner L'vein Yishai Neshichecha, B'meira V'yameinu. But we say Simcha La'artzecha, V'sosoin Le'irecha. Simcha La'artzecha, and Sosoin is Le'irecha. So he said Pshat, based on the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says you find two words, many really, but two in specific, that mean happiness. Simcha means happiness, and sasa means happiness. So the Vilna Gaon said, what's the difference between simcha and sasa? So he says, simcha is when a person has a chiddush that happens in his life that causes him to be happy. So if something happens in a person's life and all of a sudden he gets very, very happy, so that is when Chazal used the word of simcha. Sasoin is when you have a simcha tmidi. When a person has something that be'oifen tmidi makes him happy, that's sasoin. So simcha is a person, all of a sudden something incredible happens and he feels this unbelievable feeling of joy and happiness. That's what we would know as simcha. Sasan is when a person wakes up in the morning and he's content and he's able to have what we call simcha sachayim. It's sasan achayim. When a person has a simcha tmidi, that's when Chazal used the word of sasan. So Rav Shmuel Yankif said that we know the Rambam Shita is in Perek Vav Hilchas Beis Abchira. This machloik is throughout Shas. Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asa Lavoi or Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha L'Asa Lavoi. So the Rambam Shita is Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha L'Asa Lavoi. There's no Chiyav Chumas and Maishas and Shviyas and Chal and all these different things Midai Raisa V'Zman Hazal L'Shita Sarambam. Because Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was bottle. Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita But the Rambam says, as it relates to Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, that Kedusha is Kitchel Asalavoy. And the Rambam explains. He said, V'lama ani yoymer, why do I say that B'mikdash V'Yerushalayim Shekedusha Rishoyna Kedushasin La'asalavoy U'kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael L'yin Shviyas U'maisris U'bakayoytze behem like Kitchel La'asalavoy. What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim? So the Rambam says, L'fi Shekedushas HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim Epnei HaShchina U'shchina Eina B'teilo. Kedushas Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash has nothing to do with conquering Eretz Yisrael. Has nothing to do with controlling Eretz Yisrael. What it has to do with is the Shechina. And the Shechina's Eina B'teilo. V'arei Yoimer, the Pasuk says, in the Toichacha, V'ashimoysi es mikdesheichem, V'amru chachomim, Anfal pisha shoymimin, But b'kdushas an hein moimim. So the Rambam Shita is, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was Kitchel L'Shaita, V'loi Kitchel L'Asalavai. But Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kitchel L'Shaita, V'Kitchel L'Asalavai. So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankif, that lasid lavoi, when it's gonna be uvechein tein pachtacha, and when it's gonna, the gilui shechina is going to again be revealed to the world. So he said Eretz Yisrael is gonna be simcha l'artzecha. Because right now Eretz Yisrael doesn't have kedushas ha'aretz. Because kedushas Ha'aretz his kedusha rishayna. It was kitcha l'shaita, but it was like kitcha l'asalavai. So when the kedusha returns la'artzecha, it's going to be simcha l'artzecha. It's going to be a chiddush. It's going to be wow. This kedusha is Eretz Yisrael again. This trumas and maisus and shvias, and you're going to have all these things midairaisa. Abeli recha. That's Yerushalayim. Irakodesh, it's going to only be sasayin. Because Yerushalayim be'etzim always has kedusha. Because that's the Rambam Shita, that kedusha rishayna is kitcha l'shaita, v'kitcha l'asalavai as it relates to Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. None of us, we don't see it. And sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we do. But sometimes we don't. But the truth is, the kedusha is always there. But when the Geula Asida is going to happen, and it's going to be Nesgala, the Kvod Shamayim, it's going to be revealed, all the kedusha that we always had, and sometimes weren't properly tapped into, weren't properly sensitive to. But that kedusha of Yerushalayim is not going to be simcha, because there's going to be no chiddush, because we're going to realize that it was always there. What it's going to be is it's going to be sasin l'irechas. I was just thinking to be Messiah, that by a bris milah, we always use the word of sasin. La Yehudim hoysa oira v'simcha. The sasayim vikar, and the Gemara says, "La Yehudim ha'isa oira zu taira, simcha zu mishta, the sasayim zu hamila vikar elu tefillim shebereis." There's some association with the mitzvah of mila and sasayim. David HaMelech said, "Sasayim oichi alim rasecha, sasayim zu hamila." Maybe the pshat is based on the ray that we spoke about most recently in the sugya of Isaac b'mitzvah, batim and ha'mitzvah on Daf Chafei, but the Beis Halevi and Reb Itzel Petterberger and the Pri Yitzchak. Reb Itzel is also in Yonah D'Yayma right now, but it's also in Yonah D'Yayma, and that is that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Mila. There's the mitzvah of Mila, which is a Mila that's chad pa'mi, that's the Maisa HaMila, and the Priya, that's the Iker mitzvah of Mila. But at the same time, there's a second mitzvah, and that is every single day that a person is Maho, he's Mekayim a mitzvah. That's the case, Sasin Zu HaMila. Sasin is something that a person has a simcha, but it's a simcha tmidi. That's the Vilna Gaon's definition of Sasin. Sasin is a simcha tmidi. So that's Sasin Noichi Alim Rasecha. It's Sasin Noichi Alim Rasecha. David HaMelech said, Kamaitze Shalor Rav. The truth is that Mila is a Shalor Rav also, because you have the Chad Pami mitzvah, but at the same time, you also have the idea that every single day you have this mitzvah. Maybe that's why Mila, more than any other mitzvah, is a mitzvah that we find associated with the idea of sasa.